You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Hawks flop on opening night, lose by 20 at home to the Toronto Raptors. Not great. Nobody got arrested for sports gambling or anything, so that's good. They're doing better than the Heat and the Blazers, so we'll take that one to the bank. We'll get back into last night and some of the gambling news of today as well, top of the 1 o'clock hour. If you don't know, Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, as well as Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat, have both been arrested in relation to gambling. Now, Chauncey's is sort of a poker mob thing.
Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, I do. This is insane. Because Chauncey Billups was helping the mob run a poker game, and Terry Rozier was betting on himself, prop bets and stuff like that. So... pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool that this keeps happening in sports. Yeah. I saw when ESPN was talking about it, they took down the ESPN Bet logo.
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
Okay.
Halloween's obviously coming, and so all the movie channels are doing their scary movie runs and all that, and there's a bunch of horror films and whatnot. But after that, you start like the holiday rom-com season, which I think are some of the funniest films. Not like... the comedy in those films are not funny.
Like the fact that
but
they exist
in unintentional
is funny.
Funniness.
Yeah. Like what?
I saw one that's coming to Netflix in November called like Jingle. I think it's called Jingle Bell Heist, and the two thieves fall in love, like in the midst of their heist.
It's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
And so I'm, sure. I'm fascinated by that. I also saw they're making a pickleball rom-com.
Oh, it's about time.
And so I'm into that.
It's about time.
Yeah, I'm into that. So rom-com season's here. And they're just some of the funniest movies that you could possibly make.
Yeah. No, I mean the low-budget Christmas romance movie, the Hallmark movie.
Lifetime and Hallmark, yeah, obvious specialties.
Are, you know, they are very specific things. And they're awful. My wife loves them, and I'm sure I'll see some of them.
I will watch them. I will watch them for just... pure enjoyment.
You know what I like to do? And this probably doesn't make me a great person. Everyone's got flaws. I'm a good husband for the most part. I like to try to ruin them by guessing what's going to happen in
sure.
the first 5 minutes. I'm like, well, the guy that runs the Christmas tree stand is definitely going to take that lady.
The Wall Street one
who comes to the small town.
Yeah,
whose boyfriend doesn't have time for. They're going to fall in love for sure. Like, and usually you're right, because you're right. They're all the same.
Some of them are like just...
I do like to try to ruin them.
Some of them are like wintery, whatever. Someone gets stuck in a small town with a blizzard, nonsense. Some of them are like Christmas-based, And then there's like three Hanukkah based.
I was going to ask, do they do any Hanukkah rom-coms?
They are wildly offensive.
Oh, really?
They are wildly offensive.
They just get the some of the details.
They just get everything wrong.
Yeah,
and it was only like 7 days or something.
Stereotypes and stuff about it, dude.
Oh, the kids are in the living room spinning their dreidels.
Dude, it's
on the floor.
Just, but it's they're funny because of that. Like, I can't stop laughing. Like, I can't believe someone signed off on this. So I'm hoping there's like one or two new Hanukkah ones this year.
I hope so too.
They're wild.
Good.
They're wild.
Good. Yeah, they film a lot of those Hallmark movies up there in like Dahlonega.
Yeah, in 14 hours.
Yeah.
They film a 2-hour movie in 14 hours.
It takes 7 minutes. They're mostly improvised. They just grab people off the street. Oh, you got a flannel on here. Go stand by that Christmas tree.
There can't possibly have been like an easier adaptation for like ChatGPT or AI than like
write us a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Using the premise of this and this. Because I could do it in 10 minutes. ChatGPT.
You should then.
I
double your income.
Someone would buy it. I just mean the premise.
Oh, I see.
If someone who's a screenwriter wants to call in, I can provide 30 premises in 4 hours.
Why don't you guys do that? We'll do
easy.
That. We'll
a
do
radio that. Host goes to a small
we'll
town to
here.
Interview.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
An up and coming.
Like I said yesterday, Randy's on vacation, but he's not that on vacation. If Randy came back and found out we did 30 rom-com premises for Christmas movies,
yeah,
he'd have all our asses.
Go well.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So Falcons 49ers didn't go all that well for the Falcons. I'll tell you one person that didn't. Well, look, outside of leading every, you know, being the lead blocker for almost every time Christian McCaffrey went to the outside, George Kittle didn't have very much of an impact on the score sheet.
Yeah.
At all. Like, I don't even think he had.
He played well.
But he did, yeah. He played well in the secondary stuff that you need a tight end or receiver to do, and that's the blocking part. Best thing about Kittle, though, is that he loves doing his job. If that's what his job needs to be that day, this is my job. But he was asked about it, and unlike, you know, the Sean Payton Russ thing where they take subtle jabs or like A.J. Brown leaves cryptic tweets, hey, man, George Kittle goes right after the man.
You know, personally, I thought with the game plan based on the walkthrough yesterday, I thought I was going to have 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. So, sorry, fantasy coaches and anybody that bet on me, my bad. Blame Kyle Shanahan, not me.
Take it to Kyle Shanahan.
That's good.
I love Kittle. Kittle's a great dude.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a fun character. He was blocking his ass off on Sunday night, too. There's no question about that.
He's a great blocker in Madden, also.
Yeah. Oh, I was... I thought you were just going to say he's a great blocker.
I thought
blocker.
That was the end of the comment. Blocker. I didn't know
there's
in
a reason
Madden
for that.
Coming.
That's one of the reasons why he's so highly
rated.
They
got that right in Madden, is what you're saying?
They did, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Good.
I feel bad for not throwing the ball a lot. So, Joe Flacco just got traded to Cincinnati from Cleveland. Now, I'm not sure. I'm assuming he had a house in Cleveland or has. He has moved around a lot in his career, not a lot in the last few years. It's mostly been Cleveland.
He's moved around a lot. In the last 10 years. I didn't realize. He hasn't been in
Baltimore.
Yeah,
in the last 10 years.
He hasn't been in Baltimore in a long
lots
time.
Lots of homes. Yeah. So him and his wife, they decide not to uproot the entire family from Cleveland to Cincinnati. The two cities aren't that too far apart. So, you know, Joe just goes to Cincinnati by himself. And he's kind of asked how he handles that in his last little presser. And one of the ways he does is by calling his family, obviously. Then sometimes he just goes out to eat.
Call home. Go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do.
It really is.
I tell you, I tell people all the time. I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. And not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it.
The amount of things that you don't realize are like that before you have kids and a family are endless. Like the things that I used to just do and take for granted that now feel like genuine treats, like going on a flight by yourself. That's, of course, what you just used to do. You just fly and whatever. You go where you're going, and that's that. Going on a flight with two small kids and your family and figuring all that out with a stroller and then going back to the airport by yourself.
Vacation, man.
It's like a vacation. It's like going to the store by yourself after taking two little kids to the store is, and that same thing too. Like I never get, I almost never get to sit at a bar and have a couple drinks without a timeline. In fact, never. There's always a timeline, but I almost never get to sit there. Like I used to just go to the bar that was down the street from my house in Boston and just watch college football all day. Leave whenever I wanted, show up whenever I wanted. I had no idea how good I had it. Now I go, I got 45 minutes. All right, shot and a beer. Keep them coming. Let's enjoy these 45 minutes.
The next time we see Abe sitting at the bar by his lonesome, just know that it is very serene surroundings when you're
probably
there.
Probably Saturday.
Collecting your thoughts, gathering your thoughts by yourself.
It'll be Saturday.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do alone that you didn't used to appreciate?
Oh, wow. A lot of stuff. Like, I can do anything alone and have no qualms about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll sit at home by myself for days. But, so, something that I may get made fun of, especially if Randy was here, but I don't really care because it really is a fun thing to do. I like going to baseball games by myself and keeping score.
Interesting. I love to golf.
Which I cannot do it with anyone there with me because I'll talk to them and not pay attention, which is what you're going to do at a baseball game.
I love
you got to pay attention.
I love to golf by myself.
Golfing by yourself is awesome. Full round in 3 hours.
Golf by myself, especially at like dusk.
Walking by yourself is fantastic.
Yep.
I love walking.
I haven't done it in
waiting
years.
On anything.
I used to do it all the time. Never realized. I always liked it, but never realized what a treat it was. Hopefully someday I'll get to do that again.
Yeah, for me, and it's not like that it's necessarily a treat to do by myself, but it's something that like is wildly frowned upon for whatever reason. But going to the movies by myself is great.
No, that's
like
fine.
It's just you're in, out. I don't have to talk to anyone. Check my phone half the time if I want to, if a movie's not great. There's like a stigma about going by yourself. There shouldn't be.
I've only been to one movie by myself ever, but it was great.
I'll go to movies by myself.
I really liked it.
But when you check your phone while a movie's playing, though, you're not just annoying the person right next to you. You're annoying everybody that's sitting behind you, too. So don't do that.
But I don't do it when there's anyone else. Dude, you know how many movies.
Oh, you're talking about by yourself, like theater to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that does happen quite
often. I go, most of the movies I see, I'm the only one in the theater.
Oh, and Abe says he's going to a movie solo. He is going to a movie solo. Like, they're turning it on for him.
I do.
If you didn't go, would they not show it?
I don't know. Because I'm not there.
There's
but
one
I don't
guy
know.
In the theater, they have to show it. If there's zero people in the theater, do they just skip the showing?
Sometimes when I'm there by myself, I want to ask, can we just skip the trailers and just write to the movie?
I think you probably still have to show it, though, because what about the late movie goer? If they get there
I know that's my concern.
You got to stay on schedule. So you would have to have it playing. That way the late movie guy can go in and he's still late, but you're not interrupting the next movies. Interesting.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah.
Interesting thought.
If a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, you know?
So I'll tell you what, there is somewhere to hear. So I don't know who would dare interview Antonio Brown or have them on your podcast, but Theo Vaughn decided to do it, and How'd you think it was going to go?
I'll give you a name of a team. You just give me a word or two to describe them. Ravens.
Aggressive.
Browns.
Toilet bowl. I'm talking about taking the
What about the Bengals? Did you see the
Bengals?
Yeah.
Just a up.
Yeah.
Just a knucklehead.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like some way that Cincinnati always it up.
Oh,
it's like Joe Burrow just look like Ellen. Like,
what about the Jets now?
Like Ellen?
The Jets is the Jets. It's like just the side chick in New York, you know?
God, damn.
Ellen?
That's a hilarious thing to say.
Like, DeGeneres? Is that who he's calling Joe Burrow? I don't know. I can't figure that one out.
He kind of does look like Ellen a little
just
bit.
Just a random, oh, maybe he does a facial. Maybe he looks like Ellen.
It
kind of
looks like Ellen.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.